B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to learn Shabbos daf lamed dalet. We're going to start the Mishnah a third of the way down, lamed dalet amud aleph. Says the Mishnah, Shleisha dvorim tzorich odom loimar b'soich beisoi. Three things a person has to say in his home, Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, im chashecha, just before it gets dark. Isartem, have you taken maishas? Iravtem, have you done the Eruv? The Eruvei Chatzeres, the Eruvei Tchumin, which we've discussed previously. Hadliku es haner, and make sure you light Shabbos candles. Rashi points out, Isartem Iravtem are questions. Have you made an Eruv yet? Have you taken Maestras? Because these are not things that are evident to the naked eye. Hadliku es haner, you can see if lights have been lit already. So Hadliku es haner is telling them it's time to light. Continues the Mishnah, Sofik chasheicha, sofik einu chasheicha. Bein hashmoshes, it's between the day and the night. It's a sofik. Is it considered day? Is it considered night? We're going to see more on this in the Gemara. Ein ma'asrin es avadai. Then if you have food that's tevel, that definitely trumas and maestras have not been taken from it, you're not allowed to take trumas and maestras during bein hashmoshes, since he's being mesaken, he's fixing the foods, and the Chachomim said you're not allowed to do this even during Bein Hashmoshes. Ve'ein madbilin es hakelim, if you have kelim that need to be toivled before you use them, you're not allowed to toivel them on the Erev Shabbos during Bein Hashmoshes, because again he's being mesaken the kelim. Before he toivels them, he cannot use the kelim. Toiveling them makes the kelim worthy and able of being used, that's called tikkun, and midrabbanon they said it's osa, even bein hashmoshes. Vein madlikin es aneiros, and obviously this is a sofik deiraisa, since it's a sofik, if Shabbos is already set on, you're definitely not allowed to light the candles. In the event that it's Shabbos, it's severely osa to light candles. Avul ma'asrin es ademai, during bein hashmoshes, you're allowed to take ma'isa from fruits that it's a sofik whether maestras have been taken. Food of an Ame Oretz, most Ame Oretz do take maestras, some don't. The Chachomim said we should not eat their food before taking maisa. You're allowed to take this maisa during Bein Hashmoshes. Uma Orvin, and you're allowed to do an Eruv during Bein Hashmoshes, and this obviously contradicts what we saw before, that Iravtem is something that you have to say before the onset of Shabbos. Here we're talking about that even Bein Hashmoshes, you're allowed to make an Eruv. The Gemara is going to ask the Kasha. V'tomnin es hachamin, you're allowed to hide the hot pots. They used to, in the olden days, they used to take the pot, they used to put it inside a box which had some insulation in it. We're going to see there are two types of insulation. There's a type of insulation that is moisif hevel, that not only it keeps the pot warm, it increases the heat, and then there's a hatmona bedova she'enei moisif hevel, it insulates and tries to preserve the heat that's already there, but does not add more heat. And we're going to see in the Gemara what this is referring to, but toimnin es hachamin, even though on Shabbos you're not allowed to do hatmona, you're not allowed to hide the pots in this insulation, but bein hashmoshes you are allowed to. Says the Gemara, mino hanimili, what's the source that we find that a person should say in his house these three things? Yisaretem, iravtem, idliku es aneir. Omer b'Yeshua ben Levi, Omer kro. There's a pasuk. The pasuk goes as follows, v'yodato ki sholoim oholecho. You should know, make sure that there's peace, there's sholoim in your home. And this is referring to the candles we've seen previously in this Masechta already, that the Shabbos candles are there to increase the sholim, the peace in the home. Ufokaduto novcha. And you should command in your home, in your house. And this is referring to making an Eruv. Veloy sechto, make sure that you're not going to do an Avera. This is to make sure that the Trumas and Maestras have been taken. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Barav Huna, Afal gav de Omar Rabbonon Shleisha Dvarim Tzorich Odom Loimer V'chulu. Even though the Chachomim said a person has to say these things in his house and it has to be made known, and he's going to declare and make a statement, Tzorich Lemimrinhu B'nichusa, he has to say it gently and calmly, in order that they should receive what he's saying. If he's going to storm in and in a threatening tone say, have you lit the candles or light the candles? Have you taken Maisa? Have you made the Eruv? His household are going to be so scared and they're going to say yes, 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 when in truth they haven't, and it'll end up being a Chilul Shabbos and other Averis. Say it calmly, make them understand that even if they have not yet taken Maisa, it's okay, there's still time to do it. If they have not made the Eruv yet, it's okay, there's still time to do it. Omar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Ana lo shamir li hod Rabba bar Rav Huna. I didn't hear this, what was said in the name of Rabba bar Rav Huna, that you have to say it gently and calmly. V'kiyamti misvara. But from logic, I realized myself this is the way to do things. Continues the Gemara. Ha gufa kashya. It seems to be a direct contradiction in the Mishnah. Omrus, first you say shleisha dvarim tzarich adam leimar b'seich b'yisay erev Shabbos im chasheicha. You have to say all these three things im chasheicha before it gets dark, which means before the onset of Bein Hashmoshes. Im chasheicha in, only before it gets dark, safik chasheicha, safik einu chasheicha, loy. But you should not say these three things, which would seem to mean that you're not allowed to do these three things, take Maisa, make an Eruv and light the candles, if it's safik chasheicha, safik einu chasheicha, if it's Bein Hashmoshes. V'hadu Tanya, and then afterwards, a few lines later, the Mishnah says, safik chasheicha, safik einu chasheicha, ma'ariv. You're allowed to make an Eruv even during Bein Hashmoshes. If you can make the Eruv Bein Hashmoshes, then why should he say, b'soich b'soich, somuch im chasheicha, which means before Bein Hashmoshes, have you made an Eruv? You should not say any of these things. When it says, tzarech adam loimar b'soich b'soich, Eruv Shabbos im chasheicha, the Mishnah is telling me, don't say it too early, because people will think they've got plenty time still, and they won't do it. You have to remind them of this in the last minute, and that way, in the event that they have not yet done it, they'll do it now. So if Eruv you're allowed to do, even Bein Hashmoshes, why would you ask them, before Bein Hashmoshes, have you made the Eruv? Simon begufei zimra tzifra bechavola demilsa. This is a simon of a number of answers that the Reb Abba Omer Reb Chiya Bar Ashi Omer Rav said. And the first one is begufei, because we just said now, gufa, we asked a question, a contradiction in the Mishnah. So in response to this, gufa, Omer Reb Abba Omer Reb Chiya Bar Ashi Omer Rav, loy kasha, it's not a contradiction in the Mishnah. Kan be'iruvei tchumin, kan be'iruvei chatzeris. Iruvei tchumin is a very major type of tikkun, and therefore you have to do it before Bein Hashmoshes. Once Bein Hashmoshes sets in, it's a sofik, that it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to do such a big tikkun anymore. But Eruvei Chatzeris, which is just a chumrah, because really it's a Rishus Hayochid, you're allowed to carry there. It's just the Chachomim said that because the chotza, the yard, belongs to a number of different Rishus Hayochids, you should not carry without making an Eruv. But since it's only a chumrah, the tikkun is not so large, and therefore one is allowed to do it during Bein Hashmoshes. Continues the Gemara of Omar Rava. Omru loy shnayim, tzeiv ariv lonu. If two people say to this person, this agent, this shliach, go and place an Eruv for us. Le'echod iriv alov mib'oid yoim. One of them, he definitely put the Eruv there before Bein Hashmoshes. Ule'echod irev alav Bein Hashmoshes. And the second one, he placed the Eruv for him during Bein Hashmoshes. Zeh she'irev alav mi'boid yoim. The person whose Eruv was put there before the onset of Bein Hashmoshes, noichal Eruvoi Bein Hashmoshes. His Eruv got eaten during Bein Hashmoshes. Vzeh she'irev alav Bein Hashmoshes. And the person who his Eruv was only put there, first put there during Bein Hashmoshes, Nechal Eruvei Mishech Hashecha. His Eruv, the food, got eaten after it was Vadai Laila. Says the Gemara, Shneem Konu Eruv. The Eruv is valid for both of them. It's called Koina the Eruv. The Eruv is Koina the Shvisa, the place. It's as if you are positioned in this place where the Eruv is, and the Eruv is valid. Monavshech. Says the Gemara, I Bein Hashmoshes Yimamahu. If you assume that Bein Hashmoshes is considered the day, it's still Friday. basra likni, then the case of the second story where he put it there bein hashmoshes, and it got eaten after nightfall, it's okay, because it was put there before Shabbos, and at the moment of the onset of Shabbos, the Erev was there. Kamo lo ilikni, but in the first story where he put it there before bein hashmoshes, and the Erev got eaten during bein hashmoshes, if you assume that bein hashmoshes is considered day, it's still Friday, then on the onset of Shabbos, the Erev was gone, it was already eaten, and he wasn't koina. How can you say he was koina? V'i bein hashmoshes laila, but if you say that bein hashmoshes is already considered Shabbos, then lailahu, then kamo likni, the first one, he was koina because he put it there during, before bein hashmoshes, and it got eaten during bein hashmoshes, and bein hashmoshes is already Shabbos, which means that in the onset, at the time of transition between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, the Erev was still there. He was koina. But basra loikoni, in the second fellow, where the Erev was only put there bein hashmoshes, then it was put there after it was already Shabbos, if you assume that bein hashmoshes is laila. And if the Erev is not there at the onset of Shabbos, it's not a valid Erev. So how can you say that both of these people, they were koina, and the Erev is valid? It's a contradiction. If bein hashmoshes is day, or is bein hashmoshes night? But it cannot be both. How can they both be yaitza? Says the Gemara, bein hashmoshes tfeikahu. The truth is, the concept of bein hashmoshes is a sofik. Sofik yoim, sofik laila. Sveika derabonon lekula. And since this Erev, whether it was there on time or not, is a din derabonon, and we know in all derabonons, sofik derabonon lekula, you can be lenient. And even though we said before that Erev Tchumin is more stringent than Erev Chatzeres, and therefore you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumin during Bein Hashmoshes, but that's only Lekatchila. Since Erev Tchumin is only Derabonon, therefore B'di'eved, you're allowed to make, if you make an Erev during Bein Hashmoshes, it's a valid Erev Tchumin. That's how Tosfos explains this. Continues the Gemara, V'omar Rava, Mipneima omru ein toimnin bedovor she'enoi moisef hevel mishechasheicha. Why do they say that you're not allowed to hide a pot, a heated up pot, in some insulation with a dovor she'enoi moisef hevel, a type of insulation that will retain the heat but will not add to the heat? And you're only allowed to do that, but the Mishnah says that you're ma'orvin v'toimnin esachamin, that's bein hashmoshes. During bein hashmoshes, you can put the pot and submerge the pot in this insulation, but that's only bein hashmoshes. Once Shabbos has set in and it's laila, you're not allowed to put it in, even into a dovor she'eino moisif hevel. Regarding insulation in a dovor ha-moisif hevel, we'll soon see, that's also even bein hashmoshes. So, mipneima omru ein toimnim bedovor she'eino moisif hevel mishechasheicha, that after it's vadai laila, you're not allowed to submerge a pot in insulation which is einay moisif hevel. Says the Gemara, gzeira mushemo yaratiach. When you put this pot and you're coming to submerge it and to keep it warm, you might suddenly realize that the pot has already cooled down, and there's no point putting it into insulation if it's not hot anymore. So you may come to reboil it and heat it up. And that's severely also on Shabbos. And therefore, they said you're not allowed to put a pot into any insulation, even if it's einay moisif hevel. It does not increase the heat after Shabbos. Once Shabbos has come in, omele abaye ihochi bein hashmoshes nami nigzor. If so, why do you allow a person to submerge such a pot in a dovor she'einay moisif hevel during bein hashmoshes? We said that there's a gzeira, that whenever there's a real chashash, a good reason that something is also on Shabbos, it's also even bein hashmoshes. So why over here does the Mishnah say that bein hashmoshes, you're allowed to be toimnin esachamin, you're allowed to submerge and hide this pot in the insulation? We can assume that since the pots were on the fire almost until bein hashmoshes, we assume that since the time that you're putting this pot into the dovor she'eino moisif hevel is bein hashmoshes and not later, we can comfortably assume that the pots are still hot, and therefore there's no risk of a person coming to reheat the pot before hiding it. Va'omer Rava, says Rava, Mipnei ma omru ein toimnin bedova hamoisif hevel afilu miboid yoim. What's the source? Why did the Chachomim say that you're not allowed to put a pot, submerge a pot into insulation, a type of insulation that's going to be moisif hevel, and this is also even miboid yoim, even before Shabbos, even on Friday afternoon, you're not allowed to keep a pot at the onset of Shabbos if it's submerged in a dovah hamoisif hevel. Says the Gemara, Gzeir Hashem o yatmin b'roimetz. We're afraid that he's going to high submerge it, not in other types of dovosh hamoisif hevel, which we'll see about later in the Masechta. We're scared he's going to hide it in ash sheyesh boi gacheles, that's still got a glowing coal in it. And Omale Abaye v'yatmin. Abaye says, and so what if you're going to hide this pot on Friday before the onset of Shabbos in ashes that have coals in them? Says the Gemara, Gzeira Shemo Yichate Begacholim. To hide a pot in ashes that have coals in, we're afraid that he might stoke the coals in order to keep the pot even hotter, in order to heat up the pot more, and that's severely also on Shabbos. And therefore they said that under normal circumstances you're not allowed to hide b'toimin a pot, a hot pot, in anything which is moisif hevel, which increases heat, even if you put it in before Shabbos and it's going to stay there during Shabbos, it's asa. We'll see later in the Masechta what you're allowed to do and how you're allowed to do it. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Bein Hashmoshes, Sofik Min Hayoim, Umin Halaylo. Sofik Kulei Min Hayoim, Sofik Kulei Min Halaylo. The Gemara is now saying, this Braisa says that Bein Hashmoshes, it's not just a Sofik. There's a three-way Sofik. It could be the whole Bein Hashmoshes is considered day. It could be the whole Bein Hashmoshes is considered night. And it could be that Bein Hashmoshes is split up, that the first part of it, however long that part might be, we don't know, it's a Sofik, but part of it is still day, and part of it is night. That is the status of Bein Hashmoshes. So the Gemara says, Matilin oisoi l'choymer shnei yomim. We give it the Sofik that Bein Hashmoshes could be Friday, and could be Shabbos, and it could be both. Ve'ezu Bein Hashmoshes. Well, the Braisa continues, what's considered Bein Hashmoshes? Misha Tishka Achama, from when the sun sets. Exactly what's called the sun setting is a discussion in the Rishonim, the famous Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, but when the sun sets. Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimim. All the while that the horizon on the east is still red, it's still called Bein Hashmoshes. Hichsif hatachtoin v'le hichsif ha'elyoin. If the lower part of the sky, just above the horizon, has become darkened, but the part of the sky above that is not yet dark, that's called Bein Hashmoshes. Hichsif ha'elyoin v'hishve letachtoin. If the upper part of the sky has also become darkened, like the lower part, zehu laylo, then it's vadai laylo. Divi Reb Yehuda. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that Bein Hashmoshes is until Hichsif Tachtoin v'lo Hichsif Elyon. Rabbi Nechemya argues and says, K'dei shihalich odom mishatishka hachamo chetzi mil. Bein Hashmoshes is exactly the amount of time it takes for a person to walk half a mil from Shkias Hachamo, whenever that is, half a mil, then it's Laila. Nothing to do with how dark or light the different levels of the sky are. Rabbi Yossi says, Bein Hashmoshes keheref ayin. Whatever's called Bein Hashmoshes, with the blink of an eye, it's called Laila. It means Bein Hashmoshes is just a blink of an eyelid. Zeh nichnas v'zeh yetze. It's just a transition. Friday finishes, Shabbos sets on. There's not a lot of time in between them. V'yef shelamoy delov. It's so little amount of time, it's not possible to determine that fraction of a moment. Omar Mar, says the Gemara, Matilin oisoi l'choymer shnei yomim. We give Bein Hashmoshes a chumrah of being called 2 days. It's called Friday and it's called Shabbos. Or for that matter, any Bein Hashmoshes of any day, it's called both days. L'may hilchasa. when would that be relevant? When would this be a chumrah to that it's considered that for 2 days? Omar of Huna Breder of Yeshua, Le'inyon Tuma, Azov. We know that Azov, who either sees two re'iyos over 2 days, or two re'iyos on 1 day, or one re'iya over 2 days, then he's called a proper Zov, and he has to count Shiva Nakiyim, 7 clean days. If he sees 3 consecutive days, then he also has to bring a korban. Kedetnan, let's see in the Mishnah how this is going to be affected by our Sofik of Bein Hashmoshes. Ro'o Shnei Yomim Bein Hashmoshes. And just to make it easier, let's say that a person saw Ziva on Sunday evening Bein Hashmoshes. The Bein Hashmoshes between Sunday and Monday. And then he again saw a Re'iyah of Ziva Bein Hashmoshes between Monday and Tuesday. That's called Shnei Yomim Bein Hashmoshes. Sofik Letuma Ulekorban. Ra'o Yom Echod Bein Hashmoshes Sofik Letuma. But if he only saw once Bein Hashmoshes, only on Sunday evening, between Sunday and Monday, he saw Re'iyah Bein Hashmoshes, then it's a Sofik Letuma. It's a Sofik whether he's Tuma and he has to count Shiva Nikiyim. And the explanation of this is very straightforward. If he saw one Bein Hashmoshes between Sunday and Monday, then the fact that we call Bein Hashmoshes 2 days, it's as if he saw Re'iyah on 2 days. So Misofik is going to be called Sofik Letuma. That we have to assume that this is two Re'iyos, and of course it's only a Sofik, because maybe it's only Yom, maybe it's only Laila, but maybe it's both. And if it's both, it means he saw on 2 days. If he saw on 2 days, then he's already got the halachas of a Zov, and he has to count the Shiva Nikiyim. If he saw also on Sunday evening, also on Monday evening, now here we have a number of sfeikas. It's a Sofik Letuma and a Sofik Lekorban. Why? The halacha is that if a person sees a Ziva on Sunday and Tuesday and not on Monday, that's not called a Zov that needs to count Shiva Nikiyim. So with Bein Hashmoshes, we don't really know what it is. In the event that Bein Hashmoshes is day, well, let's say that the Bein Hashmoshes of Sunday evening we're considering day, and the Bein Hashmoshes on Monday evening, or when he saw, let's call it that, let's say like that, the part of Bein Hashmoshes that he saw on Sunday evening is day, the part of Bein Hashmoshes that he saw Sunday on Monday evening is night, which means he saw on Sunday and he saw on Tuesday, he didn't see anything on Monday, he may be tohir. As far as the proper Ziva, he does not need to count Shiva Nakiyim. However, if the Bein Hashmoshes on Sunday evening is considered day, and the Bein Hashmoshes on Monday evening is also considered day, that means he saw on Sunday and on Monday. He has to count Shiva Nakiyim, but he does not need to bring a korban. If the Bein Hashmoshes on Sunday evening is considered night, and the Bein Hashmoshes on Monday evening is considered night, then he saw on Monday and Tuesday. Again, he saw for 2 days, he has to count Shiva Nakiyim, he does not need to bring a korban. If the Re'iyah of Sunday evening was considered night, and the Re'iyah of Monday evening was considered day, it means he saw two Re'iyahs on Monday. He'll be Tommy, he will not have to bring a korban. However, now that we're saying that seeing Bein Hashmoshes means that we give it a chumrah as if it's 2 days, so now we're adding on that the Sunday evening Bein Hashmoshes is considered Sunday and Monday. The Monday evening Bein Hashmoshes is considered Monday and Tuesday. And since he saw on both of those Bein Hashmoshes, it's as if he saw on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. If he saw 3 consecutive days, now he already has to bring a korban at the end of his Shiva Nakiyim. And that's what the Gemara means when it says that if you see twice Bein Hashmoshes, Sunday evening and Monday evening, then it's a Sofik Letuma. It could be he's not even Tomei for Shiva Nakiyim. For example, if he only saw Monday and Tuesday, only Sunday and Tuesday without Monday. But it's a Sofik, also Lekorban. It could be that he's tamei because he saw two consecutive days, or twice on one day and he did not see three consecutive days. But it could be that he does have to bring a korban because we consider the Bein HaShmoshes as 2 days and then he saw three consecutive days. Continues the Gemara. Ha gufa kasha. In the braisa we saw before regarding the opinion of Rabbi Huda, what's Bein HaShmoshes, the phraseology of the braisa is a little bit misleading. Omrus, first he said, Ezu Bein HaShmoshes. When does Bein HaShmoshes start? What's called Bein HaShmoshes? Mishatishka Achamo, when the sun sets, Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimim. All the while that the horizon on the east is still reddened. Ha, but you can deduce from there that Hichsif HaTachtoin V'loi Hichsif HaElyoin, if even just the lower part of the sky has become darkened, it's not Bein HaShmoshes anymore. It's Laila. Laila Hu. V'hodaton, and immediately after that you said Hichsif HaTachtoin V'loi Hichsif HaElyoin, if just the lower part of the sky became darkened, Bein HaShmoshes, that's called Bein HaShmoshes. So how can you say you start from Shkiyas HaChamo is Bein HaShmoshes until when? You said 2 points. You said the point of Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimin, and then you mentioned the point of Hichsif HaTachtoin V'lei Hichsif HaElyoin. Which one of those two marks the end of Bein HaShmoshes? So there's two opinions in the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Bar, Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. He says Korich V'toni. You have to combine the two. Ezo Bein HaShmoshes, you want to know what's Bein HaShmoshes? Misha Tishka Achamo, from the time of Shkiyas Achamo, calls Mancha Pnei Mizrach Madimin, all the while that the sky is reddened, V'hichsif HaTachtem V'lehichsif HaElyoin Nami, Bein HaShmoshes, and all the way until the point, and including the point that the lower part of the sky is darkened, that's called Bein HaShmoshes. Only when Hichsif HaElyoin V'hishvel HaTachtoin, when the higher part of the sky gets darkened like the lower part, then Laila, only then it's called Laila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, not Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, but Rabbi Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel, he explains it differently. He says as follows, Hochik tonim, Misha Tishka Achamo, Kolzman Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimim, Yoim, it's day. And when does Bein HaShmoshes start? Not from Shkiyas HaChamo. It starts only Hichsif HaTachtoin V'lo Hichsif HaElyoin. When just the lower part of the sky has become darkened, that's called Bein HaShmoshes. V'lo Hichsif HaElyoin Bein HaShmoshes. Hichsif HaElyoin V'hishvel HaTachtoin. If the upper part of the sky has become darkened like the lower part, then Laila, then it's Laila, it's definitely night, it's not Bein HaShmoshes. So we had the machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, where the Bein HaShmoshes starts from Shkiyas HaChamo, or Bein HaShmoshes starts when Hichsif HaTachtoin V'lo Hichsif HaElyoin. And the Gemara says, V'ozdu L'tamayu, they are both following their own opinions. D'itmar, Shiur Bein HaShmoshes Bekama. We learned, what's the duration of Bein HaShmoshes? According to Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbah, Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Rabbah said, Shloisha Chelkei Mil, 3 parts of a mil. The amount of time it takes to walk, 3 parts of a mil. Asks the Gemara, Mai Gimel Chelkei Mil, what does it mean 3 parts? Ile Metlosa Palga, does it mean 3 halves of a mil? Then, Neima Mil Vachet Umechza, just say 1.5 mil. Elo Tlosa Tilsi Mila. 3 parts means 3/3, says the Gemara, name a mil. 3/3 is a whole mil. Just say as long as it takes to walk a mil. Ela tlosa revi mila. The 3 parts means 3/4 of a mil. That's the opinion of Rabbah. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, shnei chelkei mil. He says it's less. It's 2 parts of a mil. And here again the Gemara asks, mai shnei chelkei mil? What does it mean 2 parts of a mil? 2 of what? Ilem trei palga, does it mean 2 halves of a mila? Lema mil, then just say the amount of time it takes to walk a whole mil. Ve'elo trei river, it means 2/4 of a mil. Trei river mila, says the Gemara, if so, lema chetzi mil. 2/4 is a half. Say the amount of time it takes to walk half a mil. Ve'elo trei tilsi, is 2/3 of a mil. 2 parts of 3 of a mil. Tre Tilsimil. My Bineyu, what's the difference between these two opinions? Ika Bineyu, Palga de Danka, half of a sixth, which is a twelfth. Rabba said it was 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil is 9/12 of a mil. And Rav Yosef said it's 2/3 of a mil, which is 8/12 of a mil. Which means that Rabba's Bein Hashmashas is 1/12 of a mil longer than that of Rav Yosef. And that 1/12 of a mil is the amount of time that it takes between Mishatishka Achamo and Hichsif Tachten Vule Hichsif Elyon. According to Rabba, that Bein Hashmashas starts already from Shkias Achamo. Bein Hashmashas is 9/12, is 3/4. According to Rav Yosef, that it starts only when Hichsif HaTachtoin, it's only 8/12, it's only 2/3 of a mil. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.